Unit 4. Let's go shopping. Part 1. Listening.
第一部分, 听力.
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容, 选出相应的图片.
1. What does the food pyramid mean?
2. Don't climb the tree.
3. Simon likes to fly a kite on a windy day.
4. Too many soft drinks are bad for your health.
5. Parents will listen to the school choir in the hall on the open day at my school. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题, 选出最恰当的答案。
1. What's your job?
I always make people's teeth better. What about you?
I fly a plane.
Question. What job does the woman do? 2. Let's go to visit the ocean park.
That's a good idea.
Shall we go there by bus or take a taxi?
Why not walk there?
Question. How does the man want to go? 3. How much are the apples?
Oh, 3 yuan a kilo.
Please give me 3 kilos. Here's the money.
Thank you.
Question. How much are 3 kilos of the apples?
4. Hey, Grace, don't walk on the grass.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to pick some flowers.
No, you mustn't do that.
Question. Where are they?
5. What's in your hand?
It is a picture.
Is it a picture of the house?
No, it is a picture of the horse.
Question. What's in the girl's hand? 6. Do you like to go to the cinema?
Yes.
Do you always go to the cinema with your friends?
No. I always play games with them.
Question. What does the girl like doing with her friends?
7. Would you like some fried rice with chilies?
No, thanks.
Why?
Because it's too spicy.
Question. Why doesn't the man want fried rice?
3. Listen to the letter and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
听一封信, 判断下列句子是否符合信的内容, 符合的用T表示, 不符合的用F表示。
Dear Stella, you asked me to tell you what we eat here in China. Well, for breakfast, I usually have soya milk and eggs. For lunch, I have rice and vegetables. And for dinner, I have rice again, usually with some meat or chicken. And we finish the meal with some soup. Sometimes we have duck or fish for dinner. I like duck, but I don't like fish. And in the summer, we often have fruit, like pineapples or peaches or pears. I love pineapples. At Chinese New Year, we have my favorite meal, dumplings. Please write and tell me about food in your country. Love, Sally. Dear Stella, you asked me to tell you what we eat here in China. Well, for breakfast, I usually have soya milk and eggs. For lunch, I have rice and vegetables. And for dinner, I have rice again, usually with some meat or chicken. And we finish the meal with some soup. Sometimes We have duck or fish for dinner. I like duck, but I don't like fish. And in the summer, we often have fruit, like pineapples or peaches or pears. I love pineapples. At Chinese New Year, we have my favorite meal, dumplings. Please write and tell me about food in your country. Love, Sally.
4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Mr. and Mrs. Black can't agree on their holiday plans. Mrs. Black wants to visit her friend in Florida. She wants her husband to go with her. But Mr. Black doesn't want to go to Florida. He wants to go to the Alps. Last night, Mr. Black said that Florida was too hot in summer and it was too far away. He wanted to go to the Alps and enjoy the beautiful mountains there. They could climb the mountains. His wife didn't agree with him. She'd like to swim, and she thought she couldn't swim on the mountains. Mrs. Black tried to change her husband's mind, but she couldn't find enough reasons. She tried to think of more reasons. She hoped to find some good reasons soon. Mr. and Mrs. Black can't agree on their holiday plans. Mrs. Black wants to visit her friend in Florida. She wants her husband to go with her. But Mr. Black doesn't want to go to Florida. He wants to go to the Alps. Last night, Mr. Black said that Florida was too hot in summer, and it was too far away. He wanted to go to the Alps and enjoy the beautiful mountains there. They could climb the mountains. His wife didn't agree with him. She'd like to swim, and she thought she couldn't swim on the mountains. Mrs. Black tried to change her husband's mind, but she couldn't find enough reasons. She tried to think of more reasons. She hoped to find some good reasons soon.